right now, it is our pleasure to bring you a really cool story that has something to do with the vets here that's in our own backyard. You and I were both saw this on King 5. This is the first I learned of it, was when King 5 did a story on this, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Same.
And so with Veterans Day tomorrow, we thought we'd bring this to you here. And it involves a Mount Vernon High School student, Emma, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So this story is all about Old Memorial Memorial Highway in Skagit County and the history of it and trees that used to be there and what those trees signified and you wanting to bring those trees back. Tell us about the trees that used to be there when they were planted.
They were planted in the early 1930s because back in World War One, 180 soldiers from Washington died in World War One, and their bodies were buried in France. So in the 1930s, we planted 180 elm trees down the sides of the Memorial Highway as like a grave or a way that they could be recognized or remembered within our community.
The trees would act as grave markers for the 180 soldiers that they're buried overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a great thing that they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until 1953, when the State Highway Department cut them all down.
Oh, they widened
the road.
Yeah.
So they took all of them down?
All but three, because there's three. There's two by the Netburger and one by the Wazoo Memorial Garden.
Isn't that like knocking over somebody's headstone or something?
Yeah. So basically what happened was that they didn't have any markers, and so there wasn't any conversation about it. So the only people that really knew at 1953 were the families of the people that died.
Yeah.
And so the State Highway Department didn't have any idea of what these trees signified, and so they just cut them all down.
Wow. I mean, imagine if your family
had grown for 24 years. They were probably big and beautiful.
And your family, you know, back then, and you know about that, and you one day you're, yeah, let's go over to Skagit County and see one of those trees that, you know, that signifies our son's service to his country. And then you go there, and then they're like all down except for three of them.
Yeah.
So we still have three that are there right now. So what do you want to do, and who are you working with, Emma?
I'm working with Western Washington right now, the Algol Gardens, and we are going to plant, starting with the 50 of the elm trees.
Say it. What garden is it again?
It is the Alcohol, the Alcohol Master Gardener.
Wazoo.
The master,
master gardener from Wazoo. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're trying to do what?
We're going to be planting 50 of the elm trees back down the sides of Memorial Highway, and to keep them as a memorial, we're going to be putting plaques in front of the trees so that they can't cut them down again. Because the families still exist within Skagit County, and the bodies of these people are still buried in France. So we want to make sure that they have some significant something to go look at in their memory of their grandfather, great uncle.
So are these 50, Emma, are these 50, these are 50 Skagit County soldiers or just 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're starting with the Skagit County soldiers, I would really like to end up having the 180 elm trees.
Right.
We're starting with the 50 because that's within a reasonable amount.
Emma, Mount Vernon High School senior with this great program to bring back the elm trees.
Junior. Okay.
Pardon.
Yeah.
What reaction have you encountered when you brought this idea up to people? Have people loved the idea?
People within the community really love the idea. I've actually gotten a lot of resistance with farm owners, that have land on the sides of Memorial Highway.
Okay.
But overall we've had amazing support. I just keep getting emails, and it's really, really outstanding and inspiring to me.
Is there room to do the 180? To do all 180? Is there enough room?
Absolutely.
There is. Okay.
It's just about getting donations and land and talking to farm owners.
And getting them to agree with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you need to do? What do you, how can people help out if they want to honor these soldiers, these World War I soldiers in some way? Where can they go?
Well, donations would be greatly appreciated. We have a GoFundMe page at Veteran Elm Project.
And, Veteran Elm Project.
Veteran, yeah. I also have an email at veteranelmproject@gmail.com if they would like to email me for more information. And the trees currently cost $215 a piece, and the plaques are $85. So donations would be greatly appreciated, as well as if they pay, if they donate $300 to the project, we will put a sponsored by on the plaque in front of the trees.
Got it.
And that's what we're working on right now.
Okay, so again, that's GoFundMe. You go to the GoFundMe and then just key in, type in Veteran Elm Project.
And veteranelmproject@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. And then you can help. So roughly $300 per tree when you talk about the plaque and the tree itself for each one of these veterans that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wouldn't even have known how many veterans, you know, how many soldiers we lost in World War One. That is all the soldiers that we lost from our state, or those are soldiers who are buried in France?
I'm not quite sure on that fact. It wasn't actually really written down. But I do have the book with all their names and their histories and their family affiliation.
Right.
What a great living tribute.
Yeah, it's great. And if you look at the elm tree at the Wazoo Master Gardener place, it is the most beautiful tree you'll ever see in your entire life. It's humongous, and it just feels powerful just standing right by it.
And that was that was one that was grown in the 30s, planted in the 30s.
Yeah, back in the 1930s. It had a lot of time to grow. We've currently planted 12. We have 12 planted right now.
Didn't Mark Twain say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago?
Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, good job. I know your dad's a vet too, and so this means a lot to him, right?
Mm-hmm, it definitely does. I definitely got my inspiration from my dad. He's been with me in this project the entire way.
Excellent.
Great work, Emma.
Well, good job. Again, veteran, you can go to the GoFundMe and then key in Veteran Elm Project, and that's how you can make a donation. Did we get all the information out there, Emma?
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
you, and keep us posted on how all this is going, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, the trees from Wazoo usually have like underwear and stuff in them. So this is a special
back
tree.
In Pullman.
Yeah, back in Pullman, you know. Those are like vodka trees or something, you know. So now to have an actual elm tree that is standing for something, that's impressive.
Veteran Elm Project, kind of a neat way to remember the veterans here in the state of Washington from World War I.